AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. Former FBI Director James Comey was back in court to try to get his case dropped. He's accused by the Justice Department of lying to Congress. The AP's Eric Tucker was in court in Virginia.
The stated purpose of the arguments was on a defense motion asserting that the prosecution against him is vindictive, but the actual headline came near the end of the hearing when the Justice Department, in a fairly remarkable concession, acknowledged that not all grand jurors were present for the return of the second and final indictment in the case. Comey's lawyers say that that is grounds for dismissal.
Former Treasury Secretary Larry Summers has resigned from the OpenAI board after release of Jeffrey Epstein emails. He was mentioned in some of the emails. Summers was also president of Harvard University. He spoke to some students there.
Some of you will have seen my statement of regret, expressing my shame with respect to what I did in communication with Mr. Epstein, and that I've said that I'm going to step back from public activities for a time, but I think it's very important to fulfill my teaching obligations.
Meantime, the release of the Justice Department's Epstein files await President Trump's signature. Real estate giant Greystar has reached a $7 million settlement with nine states over its use of rent-setting algorithms that officials say drive up housing costs. Federal health officials say 31 babies in 15 states have been sickened by a growing outbreak of infantile botulism tied to ByHeart infant formula. The Trump administration is moving to roll back protections for imperiled species and the places where they live, revising changes to the Endangered Species Act during the Republicans' first term that were blocked under former President Joe Biden. A veteran FBI employee is claiming in a lawsuit that he was fired last month after displaying an LGBTQ+ flag at his workplace. This is AP News. A Russian drone and missile attack in western Ukraine has killed at least 25 people, including three children.
As firefighters work to battle blazes and evacuate residents. Drones attacked several city districts, hitting at least 16 residential buildings, an ambulance station, a school, and other civilian infrastructure, Kharkiv Oblast Governor Oleh Sinahubov wrote on Telegram. Meanwhile, Russian drones and missiles struck an energy facility in the Lviv region, the regional head says, with no injuries reported. But a Russian aerial attack on several nine-story residential buildings in Ternopil, western Ukraine, has killed at least nine people and injured dozens more, says President Volodymyr Zelensky, adding rescuers were working on site to save lives. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.